You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
I woke up, then I logged in to that Urban X where they be flexing with that blog in. Put it down, cause my little homie called in. Had to bail him out, he in trouble with the law again. Black skin can't win in the white world. Seen a brother kill his own kid for that white girl. We ain't wanna go to school, but we had to. Every February it was scary in them classrooms. Shimmy y'all, shimmy yay. Old dirty bastards can't own dirty slaves, so they own dirty masters. Black Dot found a pot as a youngin', broke it down for his son, and now he serve it to the masses.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
Urban excellence, a product of my residence. From 4 score to 44, Obama was the president. I told mama I ain't tryna go to church. I'm like Adam, every Adam is a product of the dirt. And I've been reaping what he sowed. I got the product, got the dirt. And I can teach you what I know, but then you got him put in work. You in trouble if you waiting on the government. I told my bro I make it out the hood and that's a covenant.
Peace, peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Urban X Podcast. Thank you guys for joining us. We are so happy to be here with you.
Yes.
All right. I'm Malcolm, this is the Black Dot.
In the building, in the flesh.
Thank you, thank you.
I want to disclaim, I don't know what this show is about. I just showed up. I don't know what the research is on the streets.
He was here for hours researching.
I have no idea.
He says that because it sounds cool. Like, yo, he just always... off the cuff, no. He was here today.
I have no idea what's going on.
He was here today, okay?
All I know is
trying
that...
trying to sound cool.
All I know is I didn't do my homework. So, you know, but I'm good.
Yes, yes, he is.
Yes?
Yes.
I heard some things in the streets.
Yeah, it's a few things.
Going on?
A few things. First, let's do a quick roll call. I see Ohio in the building, BK in the building...
Cincinnati's in the building.
East Oakland, shouts out to y'all.
North Carolina, D.C. is in the building.
B-more, did you say that, B-more? Tampa Bay, of course.
Indiana in the building.
Pittsburgh.
All right. G.A. in the building. Georgia. Atlanta, stand up.
Memphis,
that's right.
Shouts out.
Gary in the Indiana. That's where Michael Jackson is
that
from.
That is where he's from.
Yes. Stand up.
Thank you guys for joining us.
Toronto in the building. I love Toronto. Stand up.
We appreciate y'all. We appreciate y'all. So how was your week?
Week was good, man. Another week of laying out some stuff. We gave our first webinar yesterday.
It was dope.
Very dope. Yes. You know, we're teaching. We're going to start putting that up on YouTube.
Yeah. So everybody can just see it.
You'll start getting alerts for that. That'll be on Wednesdays. It's not the podcast. It's the UrbanX Academy. Just for those who want to tune in, and learn, you know, some of the principles that it is that we teach. But I'm always excited when new ventures start.
Yeah.
And we get to get directly in front of the people and teach. Mm-hmm. So other than that, the week has been great. Mother's Day is coming.
That is true. Fast.
Very fast this year.
Yeah.
The first Sunday, I'm not sure. Well, this is technically the second Sunday.
Yeah.
But it's never been this early for Mother's Day.
Yeah, it felt like really just like, bam, right?
Right. Yep. So I'm going to take my ladies out, my sisters.
Shout out to the mamas out there.
My wife. You know, I'll take them out and just get something to eat.
Yeah.
Unlimited mimosas and, you know, have some.
You're going to be the only guy there.
That makes me look awesome.
No, man. Yes. That is a lot.
I honor these.
Oh, God.
I'm simping.
Yeah.
I honor these women.
Yeah. You ever been around women drunk off mimosas?
Yeah. But here's the thing. All of these women... Only one I could take home is that one.
Yeah, but it's just
the rest of them. Yeah, but yeah,
he's gonna be there like.
And I will look like they like. Oh, look at that man who took these beautiful mothers out for Mother's Day. You know,
okay.
Unlimited bill is no problem.
Okay.
Just to,
big baller. Okay.
Big baller, no problem. You want a few extra shrimp? Get her a few extra shrimp. You know what I'm saying? I got it. You know.
All right. So I took Noble out today, right? He got his first Hood Icy.
Clap that up.
Oh, it's, you know, Coco Mango Cherry. You know what I mean?
Right. And I told you Coco was the way to go.
Yeah, but I couldn't pass that up.
No. Only because, and this is for the fathers out there, I might have told y'all this, when they holding it on their own and it gets all over them, it's Coco, so you can't really see.
Yeah.
I made the mistake when you was a kid and Mark giving you Cherry. And now I'm out with you all day without an extra shirt.
Yeah.
And they're going, look at this dirty kid. Like, did dad not figure this out? So another dad put me on. He said, nah, you got to get the Coco. This way it don't show. But I did see him eating a nice icy.
Yeah.
So now that has prompted Pampa. I have to go get the real Italian icies and scoop them.
You have to go buy a Rita's franchise now.
Yeah, and scoop them myself and show him through FaceTime. Pampa got these here. Really, Pampa? And we start a business and we take other kids' money at the daycare.
Okay.
Everything's business.
Okay.
You know? So that's what Pampa does.
Okay.
We move and shake. Remember, we did this for my niece who was moving the silly putty.
She was moving the slime, right? Yeah,
she was moving the slime.
Moving the slime, yeah.
And then other kids got jealous. This shit turned to an episode. You know, this shit was like, you know. Some real shit going on. Other kids was cutting our price.
Yeah.
Because we went and bought her slime from Costco.
Yeah.
And she was bagging them shits up, chopping them. You know, she was chopping that shit down, putting a little cut on that shit. She even was selling that shit to her brother. He had to pay.
Yeah, Everybody was on consignment.
He was on consignment. And she was hitting the schoolyard moving the slime.
Don't have me come up around the corner.
And then other kids gonna try to cut the slime price.
Nah.
And then they went and told the principal shit.
Change the name.
Change the name.
Instead of blue magic, it was red magic.
Yeah, we stand by our product. This slime is from Costco's. It speaks for itself. And then she said, Uncle Wayne, they shut down the slime business. I said, I'll run up on one of them little kids who got a little peanut allergy and be like, hey, you don't want little Tommy, you know, to come down allergic to something. I was ready to move in on them, man, because I just got that in my blood, you know what I'm saying? That street shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And now this is my grandson. If he moving icies, I wish a nigga would tell me he can't stand here. Sir, we have an ice guy. I don't give a fuck what's there. He's moving his ICs at the daycare. These kids can barely talk. You're taking their Pampers and their bottle money. Don't give a shit. We here to run this business.
Facts.
See, we all about business here. Podcasts, ICs, slime.
All of it. All of it.
All that shit, son. Anyway.
All right, so let's get started.
I digress.
Oh, and guys, if you want to get the first training that we did.
Yes.
Add the UrbanX Academy Facebook group or email me and I'll send you the link to the actual video. And next week it'll be up on YouTube.
Yeah, next week it'll be up on YouTube.
For training number two.
Let me get my serious face on for the podcast.
Yes.
All right.
Here we go.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So, Dave Chappelle was on stage the other night, and he got attacked. And then they beat up, they beat down his attacker. They beat the brakes off his attacker. It looked like dislocated arm, broken hand, lump sole. Looked like Martin.
Oh, yeah, he was fucked up. Yeah.
For Tommy Hearns. So, and the reason why if you're looking at the title right now, the reason why I put attacked in, quotations is because, like, I remember watching, I saw the news right the next day, and then I'm watching, like, footage. I'm like, I thought he locked phones up at his shows.
Yeah, very stringent. When he performs, you can't have phones in there.
Yes.
You go through metal detectors.
Right, and people, like, there's been celebrities that said, like, yo, I got kicked out because I had my phone out.
Yeah, yeah, DJ Envy said that.
Yeah, like, you get what I'm saying? So,
I think
that was at Kevin Hart show. But
yeah, yeah.
Like, he doesn't allow phones. Like, they lock up phones. People even there say, yo, we had to lock up our phones. So, the fact that he was able to get, people were able to get that footage, suspect, right? Then the fact that this dude was able to get in because he had like a prop gun, knife.
I mean, it's not hard to bring a phone in.
No, if a woman
really wants to get a phone in.
True. Okay, but yeah. I saw different angles.
That is true.
I saw multiple angles. So I'm just kind of like, all right, that's a little odd. And then the guy was able to get a knife in, a prop gun.
A prop gun that looks like a knife, that's suspect.
Yeah, like how the hell did all of that happen? And then, we got to talk about it two different ways. If it's real and if it's fake.
Yes.
If it's real, I like what they did. Beat the brakes off of him.
Yes.
Make an example. You're not supposed to do that. You cannot come up. People keep saying, like, this is the standard that Will Smith has set. I don't think it goes that deep. I don't think people looked at Will Smith and said, I'm gonna do that at the next show. I think we've always heard stories of people getting attacked for their comedy and things like that.
Yeah.
Apparently, this dude is a trans advocate. He lived in a homeless shelter where they were trans. A lot of
support from the trans community. He also had a rap song out 2 years ago.
Named Dave Chappelle.
And one of the first lines in the song is something about the bowl. Remember, he was at the
Hollywood Bowl. Isn't that where I heard something that's where Travis Scott.
No, but the setting.
Okay.
If you look at the setting, that's another thing that makes me think this was ritualistic.
Okay.
Shout out to my man Ansi
Osaru.
Osaru, yeah. who brought that to my attention. Yeah. The setting is the same as the Travis Scott setting with that opening eyeball look. So it may have been the same place or something similar. Mm-hmm. And the fact that Chris Rock comes up on the stage and says,
Is that Will Smith?
Sometimes those be many confirmations that this all is a part of a setup.
Yeah.
It just was kind of weird that this guy, I want to make clear, if the trans community is after him, they sophisticated and The Pink Mafia is sophisticated in how they move. So I wouldn't be surprised, but they said this dude, had issues for a while. So if we're taking it for at face value.
You got to have the conversation like two ways.
Right. I don't know how he slipped that in through his drawers. I mean, because how stringent are they looking for phones?
Yeah.
Like, do you go through something that detects the phone?
You talking about phone or the weapon?
I'm using the phone as an example to get to the weapon.
Gotcha.
If I can get a phone in, I can get a weapon in.
Right.
So I'm trying to say, is it people volunteering their phones? And some people like, I ain't got no phone.
Gotcha.
But yet, shorty put the phone down.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? And this and that. How stringent is that is what I'm asking. Because if that's the case, then Boofin has been around. You know what Boofin is, right? Niggas. Or a boof, a bag of weed, nigga. Boof, half a kilo of coke.
Yeah.
So getting in some a phone that's not metal. I mean, a gun looking that is maybe plastic, but the knife part is metal.
Yeah.
Did they go through metal detectors? I'm just asking, guys. And is this going to be the standard now with comedians who have always had the freedom of speech and spoke truth to power, whether you liked it or not? See, when you go to a comedy show, you opt into that.
Yeah.
You opt in. You know who this comedian is. Like, if you back in the days went to a Richard Pryor concert and you are offended by cursing and the word nigga, you obviously in the wrong place. So every comedian you go to see, unless you're seeing them for the first time, you literally opt into that. You know what Dave Chappelle is about.
And that's why it bugs me out when people, like, walk out of comedy shows.
Right. Right.
Like, they get offended at a joke. Like, you paid to see this person, and then you're mad at what they're saying. Like, you knew what they were saying.
Somebody said Richard Pryor gave the LGB to work in that same place in the 70s. So it is a iconic place. I remember that rant by Richard Pryor that pissed a lot of people off. Mm. So, right, when people walk out of it, when I'm offended by their no, you came here to be offended.
Yeah. Yeah.
You came here literally because you know what it is. I do. So looking at it straight down the middle, if this guy was just somebody who was mentally disturbed, which we see a lot of in this day and time, and he wanted to make a name for himself, he famous now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? For having all them goddamn knots on his head.
Yeah.
And I heard it was Busta Rhymes, yeah. A whole bunch of people yeah. that got in on that ass and shit like that. And if it's anything else, as sending... Dave Chappelle a sign, dude, tag, you're it. Mm-hmm. Like, we could tag you, because if he was really calculated, he could have jigged him.
Yeah, yeah.
If he really wanted to stick him, he could have stuck him.
Yeah.
Right? And it only take one stick right in the motherfucking heart, and it's a wrap. You know what I mean? Yeah. And somebody as iconic as Dave Chappelle would have died on stage. What would that have done for comedy?
Right.
And for comedians who now need bodyguards on stage with them to speak their truth.
That would have been crazy.
That would have been crazy.
Yeah.
So the fact that they found a knife on him that was not used, that looked like a gun, is just bizarre, with the eyeball, you know, coming through at the bowl. This guy had a song out 2 years ago called Dave Chappelle.
He actually didn't get charged.
And they did not charge him for anything. I want to add that. Dude, if somebody does that, there should be charges filed. Yeah. They did not charge him. What's going on, guys?
I saw people online saying that they've seen that dude in videos. Like, the guy who attacked him, they've seen him in videos and other people's videos and stuff like that. So that's why it was lending to it being staged. A lot of people thought this was staged. Like, how the hell? You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's why I'm not sure.
It could be a gay mafia hitman.
I'm not sure.
How did he get in there?
I'm not sure.
How did he get in there? Yeah. These are the things that, you know, make you say,
Yeah, for sure.
Right? What is this taking our attention away from? Didn't Pfizer just drop some news?
Oh,
you see how this thing works? So as black people, when we get steered in one way, they're usually dropping reports about, you know, things that are going on that are really important.
Yeah, we can talk about that now.
Yeah.
So the other day, it was people were saying that Pfizer released 80,000 other docs regarding the efficacy of the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, within the pages, because a lot of people were going through, apparently... they lied about how effective it was. It wasn't 95% effective. It was actually somewhere around 12%.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What kind of disparity is that?
Right.
95% effective to sell it.
Right.
But when all the truth comes out, see, because these people are not worried about what you find out later. I made my money already.
Wait, tell me, did you also know that a lot of Pfizer employees don't have it?
I noticed that.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. Oh, whoa, we don't drink Pepsi. We don't drink that shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Why the fuck would we be drinking? We see how that shit is made.
Yeah.
We ain't drinking that shit. Yeah. Don't get you. Uh-huh. And that's what they're saying in that sense. Like, people work at fast food restaurants, I'd be like, whoa. I would never eat at fucking Popeyes.
Yeah.
I see how they do that shit. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same process. But you would think that they would be mandatory. We stand by our product. We believe it's this shit, Blue Magic is uncut.
Yeah.
We stand by that. And you niggas ain't taking it.
And apparently,
including the CEO at that time. Remember, he kept.
I was like, no. Y'all gotta get it first.
Y'all get it, man, because plenty for me. Yeah. Y'all go ahead and get it, man. I got to make sure y'all get right. They do not care what you find out now.
Yeah.
They've made their money. Not only did they make their money, they keep remixing it. The booster.
Mm-hmm.
The booster.
And remember, I didn't see this conversation happening on any mainstream news outlet anywhere. So they're not worried about really getting out.
No, they're not.
Like, it's out, but they're not really...
In order for it to get out, it has to have an algorithm imprint.
Yeah.
If they don't put it in the system as a part of the algorithm, it will come out and it will die. Right there.
Yeah.
Because nobody else is talking about it. 12%?
12%. And apparently after 7 days, it goes down to 1%.
Ah, fuck.
Yeah.
So, but especially for melanated people. See, the melanated people, that shit just poof.
So.
And they've been trying, like, you know, to keep. And now they got the remix baby boosters.
Well, now, also in that report, apparently, there was evidence that they knew that it affected unborn children. Like,
yeah.
Pregnant women and unborn children as well.
Listen, Malcolm. This world is set up that way. The ends justify the means. We manufacture a car.
Mm-hmm.
Right before we go to press.
Yeah.
Oh, we just found out the brakes are faulty. And yeah. We're going to make 1 million cars and 150,000 of them shits is going to crash and people are going to die.
That's crazy.
What do we do? Yeah. Do we bring the cars back in and lose $8 billion? Or do we set up a fund for our insurance company? Because we're sorry these people are going to die.
Yeah.
They don't know they're going to die, but we know.
That's crazy.
We set up a fund. And when they die, they sue us, yeah. And we go, you're right. And we cut them a check.
No, we put up a fight first.
Oh, yeah, we got to put up a fight because we didn't know.
Yeah.
How could,
you
know.
You got to put up a fight.
Got to put up a fight, and then we will settle for $300,000.
Yeah.
And then if all in favor of killing
$150,000,
yeah. I ain't going to let $8 billion walk by. So it's the same thing with these drugs. We know when we make first of all, this is unnatural shit. So we know this is gonna fuck some people up. But how much money are you willing to make?
Yeah.
They made $81 billion last year.
That's crazy.
Pfizer. $81 billion. And that's probably the numbers we know about.
And I want people to think about that because the people who went and got it, you didn't spend your money. You didn't give your money directly to them. So that, think about the shell game that the government played to make sure that they got their money. You
right. Their money was cut off the top.
Yeah.
They don't have to hit the streets. And no, their shit is from Costco's. They bought their shit in bulk. We got paid in bulk. And then y'all go break that shit down to the people because the people can just walk up for free. And that's another thing, you know, because the people had to pay. Obviously, you're talking something different.
Right.
If your Medicaid don't cover this or your... No, this is for the world. You heard Barack Obama last week. Did you hear him?
Which were you talking
In
about?
One of his press conferences, we literally vaccinated the world. Or, you know, he said we vaccinated a lot of people. You know what I mean? As if that was the plan to begin with. This is like the new flu. Oh, did you get your booster this year? That's all it is. It became something big, and now it's going to be something normalized. People who every year, because you know people, every year, them old people, they go get that flu shot every year without question because they don't want to get sick. This is going to be the new flu shot.
That's crazy.
And now what was killing people just a year ago. Oh, this now they go, when you see the commercials, they pivoted. You can survive with this now.
Yeah.
This is just going to make you a little sick, but still get your shots. Wait a minute. You told me this shit was the apocalypse.
Yeah, you said it was death.
You said this was death.
Soon as you got it.
Soon as you, this is, so they pivoted because enough people, they've reached their quota.
Yeah.
And anything they got left, they just going to remix. I hate to tell y'all, but that's what it is. I hate to tell you, but that's a fact. That what do you think about most... Profit made in 1 year for a company ever.
Is it?
I'm not sure. That's a lot of bread, though.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So on Monday's podcast, like actually during the show, we got alert from, I think Politico, I think it was, that there was a leak within the Supreme Court that they were going to overturn Roe v. Wade, which kind of lawfully guarantees, you know, women safe access to abortions, right?
Right. Right.
So, but Republicans have been trying to get this stricken down for years. A lot of Christian groups for like the last like 40 years, they've been really going after this. Mm-hmm. A lot of politicians have ran on the fact that, I think Trump even was one of the people who ran on the fact, like, I'm going to get that out of here. Don't even trip. Even though he used to donate to Planned Parenthood.
Right, right, right.
But a lot of people don't talk about that. But he secured his base when he started talking that Roe v. Wade. So actually during the show, during the commercial, I said, oh, snap, that's crazy. And we were going to talk about it, but the conversation kind of just went somewhere else. So afterwards, everybody was going crazy about it. There were a lot of people within the political world because apparently that's a leak. And apparently in the Supreme Court, leaks don't get out. That's like one of the things.
They pride themselves on
leaks don't get out. I don't care how much we disagree. You hold it down until we all agree that it's time to.
Absolutely.
Then. And that's their trust. But what the situation is, a lot of people don't realize that. All the Supreme Court justices have their own staffs, their own clerks, their own people like that. So if you hire, if you're a Democrat and you have your own staff or whatever, and they don't like me because obviously they don't like, they're left leaning, they're right leaning. Mm-hmm. The chance to, you know, hack or to get into an email to leak something to a reporter you have or a previous relationship with like that, it is always this. This time on Monday, that actually happened. There's actually an investigation that's going on with the federal government to see how the leak got out, and people are going crazy. Now, talking about the actual Roe v. Wade discussion, right? I'm not a woman, so my opinion on this is I've always kind of just been pro-choice. Like, do what you want. That's your body.
Right.
Do what you want, right?
Like, right.
That's kind of always been my thing. But there's also the conversation, there's also the discussion between black people when we talk about how many black babies are aborted a year.
Right, right.
Wow. You know, Planned Parenthood is always in black neighborhoods.
Right.
Wow. You know what I'm saying? So right. The conversation can lead to, it does, in my head especially, it does go to that because there is a concerted effort, of course.
And no, if you don't act absolutely.
You, see it, you know what I mean?
Cathy Williams, thank you. Did you guys hear about the meat plants?
That.
Okay, we'll talk about that.
You know what I'm saying? You'd be foolish like not to actually see those facts.
Because for us, it's something different whether we want to address it or not.
Yeah.
So I want to be clear. I'm not talking about any woman's right to do what she feels is necessary, right? But we're talking about all of these Planned Parenthoods. Do you think they're there to help us, or are they there to ensure that we don't overrun the planet with melanated beings? Mm-hmm. So there's a way into this planet and there's a quick way out of this planet before you arrive. And we know that's what Planned Parenthood is about, under the guise of providing guidance to young people who may be pregnant and give them a choice. What you choose to do is your choice, right? But I always find it weird in a relationship, if you don't want the baby, it's your choice. But if you decide to keep the baby, it's our decision.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. That's just, so when we speak about a lot of the double standards that men get a ton of double standard shit. Let's just be clear on that. A lot of shit favor of men. That's the one decision where you go, goddamn.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So if you decide I'm a piece of shit and you want to abort this baby, that is your decision. But if you decide you're a piece of shit, but I still want my baby, I am responsible for it. But that's a whole nother conversation for another day. We're talking about your right to choose. I stand on that. I'm not even going to get into no political shit. Do what the fuck you do. Don't make me shit. Do what you have to do. But It's important for us not to be narrow-minded and understanding strategically what this means for us collectively. I went over the numbers. I forget what they were. It was astronomical.
I watched this,
of how many black people abort babies.
No, it's. I watched this. It was like this show on Netflix. I think it was called Orthodox and Unorthodox, something to that effect. And it was about this Jewish girl. She lived in like Williamsburg. And she kept saying, like, you know, it's our responsibility to get back the 6 million, right? Because the 6 million people who, you know, died in the Holocaust, mm-hmm. right? That's their thing. And I'm just like, they are encouraging as many babies as you can possibly have. Have them.
Right.
Have them.
That's why they have them with their cousins and shit.
I didn't get into that part. I'm just mm-hmm. saying, I'm just talking about the idea with more of us is obviously a good thing. You get what I'm
yes,
saying?
Yes, yes.
Because a lot of black people think that we're the majority in this country, and I don't, like, if they...
We're not in this country.
No, we're not. Like, I think if people, like, really understood, like, the true numbers in this country,
yes.
it'll kind of humble
yeah,
them.
Yeah, yeah. In the world we are, but yeah, not in this
not
country.
Not in this country.
So when we... And then did you know that this role chick lied?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. So, because, you know what's crazy?
She anytime, wasn't raped?
Anytime this conversation comes up, right, they always say men shouldn't be discussing women's bodies. Facts. But Roe v. Wade, it was kind of messing me up. That was put into law by all men, right? That's one, right?
Yeah, which is bizarre.
That's one, right? And then two, now, before, yeah, like literally last month, y'all said men could get pregnant. And now, men shouldn't be talking about...
Yeah.
Right? So, like, that's just... We're just talking about hypocrisy.
And here. The hypocrisy of the Democrats was... When you was talking about not getting that jibbity jab, mm-hmm. my body, my choice.
Yeah.
They was like, no, you have to get this. Now y'all want to go back to my body, my choice.
Yeah.
You see the double standard?
Yeah, and on the same side of conservatives too, because y'all yes. was just saying my body, my choice, you better not. And now the Roe v. Wade thing, and now you're happy about it. So it's,
yes.
it's hypocrisy both ends, and you're the just whole watching shit it play
is,
out. But yeah. what I want to say, too, is to Democrats. That's what I do want to say. You guys control the House, Senate. You guys control the courts. But y'all control everything. And y'all still have not gotten anything done to kind of feed your base, because this is something that your base really cared about. And y'all dropped the ball. Y'all been dropping the ball.
It's ironic that this is happening right before midterms.
Oh, they're about to use this as
yeah, this is
going to
be...
Like crazy.
Yes.
And what was happening is, I think anybody with a brain would think, okay, well, this happened while you guys are in office. Y'all are not doing anything about it, because they can easily codify, the Democrats can easily codify this into law.
Yes.
But they're not doing it, right?
Right, right.
It feels like, to me, that they're using this to kind of scare people into voting for Democrats. And I'm saying, and I've been saying this for the past couple of weeks, that is a really weird strategy. Like, everything wrong is happening while y'all in. I'm not just not going to make me want to vote for y'all.
Yeah, but when you're desperate, this is what goes on. So it's important for us in the long term not to be narrow-minded to think this is as simple as your body, your choice.
Yeah, yeah.
Eugenics, you know, Bill Gates, families behind. They all been behind this. Margaret Thatcher is her name.
Margaret Sanger.
Sanger. Who was
she was wicked.
Her man. Whole purpose
she was wicked.
Was to ensure, because they're fighting for their survival
and
in the grand scheme.
That she looked up to her.
So you need to understand the principles behind. It ain't just a simple law that's put in place, but who does this law really affect? You know what I mean? Because if we couldn't get abortions, do you know how many people would be here? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And in terms of us continuing to flourish this planet. So it's a lot going on with population control.
Yeah,
strategically.
Yeah, but, we also have to talk about, we have to talk about it. We have to talk about just personal responsibility as well.
Yes, of course.
We have to talk about that because, listen, as a guy, you can strap up.
Yes.
As a woman, you don't have to lay down with him. You can make
yes.
it. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, there is an aspect of personal responsibility that I think, or accountability that I think we all want to skip.
And
in this conversation,
we talked about it Monday when we was talking about, should poor people have kids?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So
yeah,
so
wow.
we were on a subject
yeah.
of it without the Roe versus Wade situation even coming about. And how everyone should have an equal opportunity to be here, to fight for an opportunity to exist. And it should not be, class-based, where only the rich can have children. And, you know, so it's a very interesting, multifaceted conversation. And, we just want to kind of scratch the surface on it and things of that nature.
All right. We're going to take a quick commercial break.
Yeah, let's take a quick commercial break.
And we should have the time.
Yep.
And we are back.
Yes.
Shouts out to our advertisers. We appreciate you guys so much.
We
Thank
do.
You guys. Thank you guys. Don't forget to support them. Their information is in the description below.
Yes.
All right. Real quick. We have an announcement. I think last week we interviewed Lady Ra.
Yes.
Right. And she referenced her books, Don't Come Down from the Chinaberry Tree and Somewhere in a Rainbow. We're going to give away these books.
Yes.
So text the word book, and real quick, we're not choosing which one you get because there's two books here. We're not sure which one you'll get, but you might get lucky. So text book to 917-810-3077 if you want a free copy of her book.
And you can go to ladyrod.net to purchase if you're not one of the fortunate people to get one.
Yes.
Because we support, this is what we do. And we like to give back to our community.
Facts.
We don't know what other podcasts are doing, but we always like to spread love and show love because that's what we get in return. So ladyrod.net, if you're not fortunate, but if you text book. To,
and if you text the title and you're lucky, maybe you'll get the one.
Maybe.
All right.
So we want to throw that out there. Yes.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Now, this afternoon, my man sent me a text, well, a tweet, saying that Kevin Samuels had passed away.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah.
And that was like at 3 o'clock. So I've been waiting on confirmation all day long.
Right. And still haven't received any confirmation.
Confirmation from anybody. Even on like TMZ, nobody's talking about it. But the only thing I'm getting is because he was actually trending today on Twitter, is people happy if he died, and people saying that's kind of crazy how you're happy if he died.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't see anything from, I guess, a family member. I just haven't seen anything.
Mr.
So,
Pattins, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. That's why I even put in the title like rumors because like,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, and until there's some kind of confirmation. We don't want to wish that energy. And the fact that people, it's fascinating how people could wish you death.
Yeah.
Like the vitriol of just anger that's coming toward people when my thing is that man's views should have no bearing on your existence. If it don't apply, you let it fly. Why do we get so caught up in what somebody personally thinks about something or someone if it doesn't resonate with you? If it resonates with you, then maybe you need to look in the mirror. So I've never felt threatened by Kevin Samuels. I've never felt this man should not, everyone should have a platform the way social media structure today, that's just the way it goes. It's a bunch of people out there who act like they hate women or they want to be.
He used to go at guys too.
Yeah, go at guys, go at women as if he's on a platform above them and looking down to, and people like to be tormented.
Oh yeah.
Like to get on.
Oh yeah.
And it's a certain energy they feed off when you curse them out.
Yeah.
That's what, agitators are for. They want you to feed back into their energy and they receive a blessing.
Yeah.
It's really weird because for any woman to go on that platform.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand. And even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently. By using more sustainable practices. By developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Knowing you 410 pounds, you got six kids, and you looking for the perfect man.
Yeah, and then,
can you imagine what kind of cannon fodder that is for him? And I'm not saying you shouldn't have the perfect man at 410 pounds. I'm just simply saying the optics of it, knowing what he is going to deliver to you and that you are going to curse him out, you are an agitator. That's energy. And we call them disagreeable spirits. There are a lot of them amongst us. They just want that energy. They want to log in and they want to get cursed out, or they want to log in and hear a vibrational energy that's very hostile, and it does something for them. I've never watched a full episode of anything this nigga's had to say.
Me neither.
Ever.
Me neither.
Right? I've saw clips and I go, okay, that might, you know, be a bit extreme. Or whatever, but that's it.
I've watched him going on men, women, like, and I'm just kind of like, if it'd be one of those things where, like, people who are mad, like, you clearly kind of fit one of those things, and, like, you kind of have to take a hard look at yourself. Yeah, we have, I think, talk about accountability again. We have this thing where, like, we just don't want to look at ourselves in the mirror. We just had, us three, we just had a talk. We just had to kind of like look at ourselves.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And it's uncomfortable, but you kind of have to do it.
It starts with self, man. You know what I mean?
Not to say he was wrong. Not to say I agree. I'm not saying none of that stuff.
Right,
but
I'm just,
yeah.
Absolutely. But society, this whole Instagram thing enables you not to look at yourself.
Yeah.
It enables you to look at other people and judge other people from where you sit and be anonymous in your judgment in a lot of cases, right? It enables you, I keep telling you, to build your own avatar and be whoever you want to be. He has built the avatar of Kevin Samuels. And Kevin Samuels is an expert on all things relationship. Mm-hmm. And who are you to tell him he's not if it's written in his code? He wrote the fucking code.
And you know what was fly by his show, only like just from watching, like from watching from a distance, is he doesn't have to have any like real original content, right? You call in and he just tells you why you're not shit. Why you just wrong. That's it.
I don't need no credentials. I don't need to. I could just, you're calling me.
Like, oh, you only make 80,000? That's not, you get what I'm saying? Like, you could just poke holes in anything. That's like Stephen A. Smith talking about basketball and he has not played a single
goddamn game.
You get what I'm saying?
And it's barbershop talk. And I'm happy for him in one sense. I told you, he finagled the system to pay him $40 million for shit we talk in the barbershop for free.
Oh, you're talking about Stephen A.
Yeah, Stephen A.
Yeah.
This guy here, Kevin Samuels, wrote his own code. Right? This matrix third dimensional paradigm shit enables you to write your own code. Be who you want to be. Now, the more authentic you are does not give you extra points. How many correction officers became police officers who were rappers? How many? Because if you go into Kevin Samuels' real life, where he grew up at, you may get a whole different narrative. But none of that matters because he understands how to manipulate matter and create who he wants to be. He is now Kevin Samuels. And he might not have passed. And I would sit back too and let this thing build up, because this is an attention is a new form of currency. So right now, the attention, his account is being charged. His avatar is being charged. And if he come out like, ta-da, you dirty bitches. You motherfuckers. You know what I mean? Because I like to hear what people got to say about me if they think I'm dead. And I go, Malcolm, they think I'm dead. Niggas be on, yeah, I always knew Black Dot was full of shit. I ain't want to say it while he was here, but he's full of shit. You know what I'm saying? And that kidney shit killed him. And, you know, he ain't really have all that. No. His family wasn't really that tight. And fuck him. That's all I'm going to say. And here I am eating chips. Like, look, nigga, I gave you $50. Nigga. Yeah. I helped you with your family, nigga. And you going to say that shit?
Yeah.
So, you know, you figure this stuff out. I keep telling y'all, create your avatar. Think about it. What would you want in a game character? Create it. Be it.
Be it.
Be that shit. And who gonna tell you you not? I am this. Be that shit. So he is an expert on, if Steve Harvey can do it, why can't he? Yeah, sure.
Facts. He pivoted.
They got 9 marriages and shit.
He pivoted too.
He can tell you about relationships.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is what it is. I think an alcoholic can tell you all about being an alcoholic. And you might say, but you're an alcoholic. Yeah, but I can teach you.
Always unavailable. Damn it. Sorry. Thank you for the cash app. I said, don't say my name. My fault. Thank you.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you.
You're listening to the sounds of Urban X.
Thanks, Derek Jackson. Remember him?
Yeah.
Remember him? Yeah.
Yeah, sitting out in front of the chick house he's cheating.
Yo. Oh, my God.
You can see her house in the background, and as a strong Black man, you need to be right to your woman. Then him and this girl, he looked like he was about to squeeze the life out of fucking hand. Bitch, if you don't say what we rehearsed. And she's like, yeah, we've discussed it. It's all over now. We working on it. And it was like, right?
Yeah, that was crazy.
Come on, it's crazy. What's Tommy Samioto or whatever? Tommy Sotomayor?
Yeah.
He does the same shit. His shit, he's had his platform for years. He's earned the right to have his platform. And I keep telling y'all, truth is subjective to the experiences that you have lived. Not talking about absolute truth and universal truth. Those laws cannot be broken. I'm talking about your personal experiences is going to be the answer. If you've had 9 niggas who ain't shit, niggas ain't shit. Who am I to tell you different?
Yeah, and you know, I hate getting into those debates.
I don't, but
like,
because
in my experience, I'm like,
that's what I mean. How can I tell you that your experiences were wrong?
Yeah.
If we want to get into a deep dive, we can go, well, listen, if you had 9 niggas, maybe it's you. Maybe you, the one comment, but then that'll trigger another part. So everyone's experience, if you've been raped, your perception on abortion and what that, and let's say you got pregnant, who am I to tell you?
Right.
So when I get on this and y'all think I'm pandering, when I say everybody is right, that's you missing the point. Linear minds think in straight lines. So we have to be able to, you know, understand where we are and how this whole thing works. I wrote that shit.
Okay.
You should get that copywritten before you hear Kanye West talking about that shit.
Oh, yeah.
You hear this nigga talking about chakras?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know, when the bass hits the bottom of your chakras and the lower chakras is dealing with sexual energy. I'm like, look at this shit here.
Yeah.
Wonder where I heard that shit from. But I don't get offended. I keep telling you, it's not my information. How I bring it may be mine, but no. I know you read my book, my nigga. Yeah. I know. Because it's the only way you could have came up with that shit.
You're right.
That is fine. That is fine. I love it.
You're listening to the sounds of Urban X.
So we spoke about the Pfizer thing. So the FDA now is putting a warning on the J&J because apparently it is causing blood clots.
Oh, what the people have been saying, those doctors that were saying that from the very beginning, yeah. And they were dismissed and ostracized by Fauci with all of his money. And so now the truth, see, the truth coming out now, this used to take 10 years, I swear. But we in the quickening. This information would come out 10 years later and all the people involved would be gone. Or 30 years later, and all of them people, because they got that on the books.
Yeah.
Certain things about, the truth about 9/11 won't come out for another 30 years.
Yeah.
And who you gonna blame? You was a conspiracy involved, killing our own people. What? Planes? No planes.
Yeah.
Holograms? What?
Yeah.
License plates? Muslims? What? And all of them people are gone. Right?
Yeah.
But now this information is coming out damn near after it happens.
Yeah.
2 weeks is like 6 years in the meta world.
Mm-hmm.
And now, blood clots.
Yo, I saw this video. Somebody sent me this video on Rumble. It was two white people talking. And apparently this one woman, she has a close relationship with somebody who is a embalmer, I think he does embalming and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he told her that he couldn't get all the fluid in because there's a blockage, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was taking out blood clots as long as like an entire like vein,
yes,
in your leg and stuff like that.
Yes,
it's like, yo,
yes,
that's crazy.
Side note, that chick who was on trial with the Johnny Depp. I just saw sniff cocaine.
So oh.
I know what I saw.
Yeah.
She's on trial and was like, he hit me.
Yeah.
I'm like, chick, come on now. Come on now.
Somebody said, what's Rumble? Rumble is another...
It's like a YouTube.
Yeah, but it's supposedly, you know, freer speech.
Yeah, yeah. They you know, you put videos up. And like you said, it's supposed to be more about more freedom of speech. They're not being censored as much for now. For now. But we'll see how that...
That might change once they start getting advertised.
Lakeisha said, all chakras matter.
That's funny. That's funny.
And Lakeita Copeland, is that her name? Let me find out.
Who that?
I'm wishing somebody happy birthday to continue to talk.
Oh, my bad. So, remember Don Lemon, he was facing some sexual assault charges from somebody who accused him of, I think, like putting his hands in his pants and putting it to his nose or something to that effect. I think that's what he did. So, now the accuser has dropped the case. He said he dug deep inside his memory and decided to drop it. I was just like, no, Don Lemon dug deep inside
his pocket. Motherfucking pockets. That's what the fuck happened.
Drop it. And so that's what happened because CNN, they're about to start dropping people anyway. They're about to start laying people off anyway because they want to go towards a more just actual news. What's the news? Just give me the news instead of opinion based.
Everybody got a price, bro.
Yeah.
Lakeita Copeland, happy belated birthday. Your birthday, I believe, was on Monday before the show started. I saw you at the restaurant. Popping bottles and eating good at the steakhouse. I saw you. I saw the photos of you doing it up, as you should. So yeah. Shout out Lakeita Copeland for making that happen. Now, Don Lemon.
Yeah.
Donnie's sweet boy.
Mm-hmm.
Donnie Lemonade.
Yeah. That's him.
He's straight now. He's out of the clear.
Well, he's in the clear now. Yeah.
He's in the clear now?
He's not straight
now. So let me get this right. He dug in his butt. And told homie.
All right, next topic.
You're listening to the sounds.
I didn't say that.
Urban X.
Wait. Okay, what did you say?
I said he dug in his pocket.
Oh, his pocket. Oh, pocket sand. Oh, okay, gotcha. I thought you said he dug in his butt.
I ain't say all that. See, why would you hear that? That's weird. Yeah. That's weird.
Like, what do you think about this, homie?
No, are you talking about...
Would you like some of that?
Are you talking about, like, what he accused him of?
Yeah, what did he accuse him of?
Oh, okay, yes, that happened.
Okay, are we on the same page, motherfucker?
No, because I said, because the joke I made when he dug in it, because the guy said, I dug deep inside my memory.
Oh, so he dug deep in his pocket to squash it.
Yes.
But at the beginning, he dug deep in his butt.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I don't want to sound perverted. I know what I heard. I was looking. I can walk and chew gum at the same time. You did say something, you know, beyond. Okay.
Jesus
Christ. I hope the kids, put the kids to bed. Yeah,
I'm sorry, y'all.
Put the kids to bed because that is wrong.
Jesus, man.
You know, that is wrong.
You're listening to the sounds of Urban X.
So there was a Walmart distribution center in Indianapolis that caught on fire that they had to shut down because it was just, it engulfed in flames.
Okay.
Now, again, we've been hearing about more and more food processing plants, food
yes.
distribution centers
yes.
being or exploding or being set on fire. And this is just happening way more often right now. Apparently, there is a baby formula shortage right now happening in the country.
I heard about that.
Yes.
Now, what are mothers supposed to do? The ones who are not breastfeeding, you know, what are they supposed to do?
There are some like natural, not natural, like some DIY formulas that they can do, that they can put together.
You know what? Before baby formula was created, what did parents do?
Had to figure it out.
They breastfed and then they created, you know, we dug down deep and became creative. So, because most of that formula is bad for you anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just keep it a bean. And I'm not judging people's parenting because you do what you got to do. But this may force you to have to go back to some of the original things that we used to do to make sure, because the baby's going to eat regardless.
Right. And again,
you know,
this is happening while Democrats are in office.
It is. It is.
All this is happening. Like food is up. Gas is up. There is no food. Like it's like what is happening here?
You know? Right. And the mindset behind that is to make you think that scarcity exists. But these are the signs. If they can pull that off, dude, I would not be surprised if a food shortage is next, because they keep this pressure. They keep grinding us. Mm-hmm. War, this, fat, they keep grinding us. Like, what else do they want from us?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, what else do y'all want, man?
I don't get it.
You know? We barely got over the pandemic.
Yeah.
Allegedly, and then you hit us right with war. Now that's faded.
Oh, right.
I haven't heard nothing about Ukraine lately.
Well, they you know, it's crazy. The Pope actually came out and said that he actually is blaming NATO for the war right now.
Oh, he pivoted. Wow.
Yeah, because at first everybody, you know, Russia is bad, Putin.
Right,
bad,
right.
But people, I think the longer this goes on, like anything, the longer it goes on, the different perspectives people get. And people go, yo, if I was beefing with a country and then they were in alliance with somebody else and they kept testing me, they kept trying to poke me, and then I go, you know what, I bet. Because, like I've said on this podcast before, they were Russians that lived in Ukraine that were getting killed for 8 years.
Yes, yes.
14,000 Russians that were lived for 8 years. Now, and then now that Putin's, you know.
Jamal, you're right. Order out of chaos.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want
to. You know,
go into
what appears to be a chaotic situation behind that, or under the guise of that, is the new order that they're trying to put in place. And so we have to be one and two steps ahead.
And you know, I think that goes in being one and two steps ahead, I think that goes into our collective mindsets around this as well. And what I mean by that is,
preach that shit, man.
I think a lot of us like doom. I think a lot of us like the idea of an impending doom, some kind of doomsday.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't understand it. Like, it makes me sad to think about just the worst, but I feel like some people just love it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's supposed to be a meteor. Tomorrow's going to kill everybody.
Everybody's going to die.
And it's just like, yo, fam, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's good with you?
That means that you have nothing to live for. Yeah. Everybody's gonna die. This is over. No, I got things to do.
Yeah, bro.
Like, I enjoy my life. Shit.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know what that's about.
Yeah.
I really don't, but I've been noticing that.
But it's easier because it's low-hanging fruit. It's easier to deal with the lower vibration of energy than to raise. Because really, if everyone thought positively, the world around us would heal itself instantly. You do know that, right?
I agree.
So the control of minds through artificial, devices, including the moon, mm-hmm. which was a big-ass satellite projecting third dimensional shit down here.
Okay.
Got you all fucked up, right?
Okay.
And so as a result of that, we think this shit is real. You know what I mean? And the thoughts being projected are of a negative sense in most cases. Crime, murder, famine, rape, vaccines, this, that. And it has a effect on the collective mindset, right? We all one mind interconnected. The universe is one thing. And the more people who think negative, the more it brings about a reptilian mindset, which is what the reptilians who are going against the other people in the Galactic Federation. The reptilians are the only ones who are out of pocket. You know what I'm saying? If you deal with the Confederation, everyone else in the Starship Confederation is fine. It's the reptilians who have issues.
How do we get on reptilians?
I'm just saying.
I don't know. That's just something I've noticed. Like, I think, like, specifically within our community, we have a lot of just people, like, just doomsday fanatics. Like,
But on a lighter note, I've always told you, the people who speak that way, I always examine their life. Mm-hmm. The people who always have a problem for every solution, I always examine what kind of life they live.
Yeah.
And I can see it manifested in their life. You don't have shit, you don't do shit. And that's why you want the world to end.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, those people.
Yes, exactly.
Well, ain't nothing happening for me down here. Shit.
Right, okay.
This shit is over. Yeah. Them motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, no, I like it here for a while.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. When they offer me a chance to leave, I'm leaving. I told you. I love you, but I'm going to the new planet.
There you go.
And starting over.
So we're going to take another commercial break.
Another commercial break.
And we shall return.
We shall.
So, you want to know what we do and how we do it? Well, we got a step-by-step booklet for you to get to keep your game on track.
Yes. So, we are introducing the Family Business Course, right? Where we're teaching four different components on running an online family business. That's podcasting, YouTube, self-publishing, and t-shirt printing.
And we also have a bonus course.
We do. We also have a bonus course teaching how to build your own membership.
Yes.
And how we were able to build our own as well. Step by step, line by line, we teach you even how to make the actual software for the membership. We teach you how to do all of that stuff.
Crazy.
Right? And an extra bonus is I threw in the ebook to Urban Excellence along with the video interviews. Never before seen the footage.
Drop the mic.
Never before seen footage. And the reason why I did that is because I want to show families the 11 stories of people who also created their own businesses as well, who also overcame trials and tribulations as well. And I think it's all relevant to, you know, building your family business. So that's what we want you to go get.
We have a free ebook. It's absolutely free. And we have free online training, a free mini course to get you started.
Yes.
We recommend that you download, hit the link below, get the free ebook.
Yes.
Take the free training and then take that leap. And we're going to be here every step of the way.
Yes. So hit the link below and visit www.urbanx.nyc/family or just hit the link below.
Peace.
Peace.
What makes a great t-shirt? Is it fashion, fit, comfort? Is it what's printed on the front of the shirt? Whether it's a humorous message, political, or a social statement made to bring awareness to a noble cause? At Urban X TV, we believe that all of those things make a great t-shirt and then some. So we wanted to create a t-shirt line that was a little bolder, a little bit more challenging, one that stepped out of the boundaries. So we decided to introduce to you our not-so-subtleties. It's one that speaks to the sentiments of what's going on in our environment today. It's one that will spark conversation. So log on to urbanx.nyc to pick up your not-so-subtleties today. Or shop urbanx.com. to pick up the latest in urban apparel. We thank you for your support. Peace.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Eminem is being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Clap that up. He's the greatest rapper ever. He took you Negroes to shit, mastered it, and spit it back at you Negroes at a greater gross national response, because there's more white people. They've wanted to feel accepted within the culture. Yeah. He opened the door. Boom. No, why is he being selected in front of so many other people? When why is Lionel Richie just getting in?
Yeah, that sounds weird.
Like, and why is Dolly Parton in? These are million-dollar questions we got to ask. All right?
Yeah.
Only thing Dolly Parton was big at was titties, right?
That's fair. Why is Dolly Parton in? Real quick, also, I made a mistake. So the Dave Chappelle attacker, he didn't get charged with a felony, but he got other charges, like misdemeanor charges.
Oh, okay. All
so
right.
He didn't get charged with a felony.
But he got a knife and no felony charges?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So Drake actually signed a $400 million.
No, wait a minute. We ain't finished dealing with this Eminem shit.
Okay. I don't care.
I wrote in Hip Hop Decoded, white men can't rap.
Yeah.
And I stand by that. But your man got a new album, Jack Harlow. Now, here's the thing. I told you, when I heard that first song,
yeah,
I thought it was a black brother, and I was bumping to it.
Yeah, you were.
Sure how racist I am. The minute I heard that it was a white boy, it is now the worst song ever created. Then he put a Lil Wayne,
yeah,
and it's another brother's on it,
yeah,
and I like it again. So I am a hypocrite of all hypocrites. I will shed no shame with that. No, but Lionel Richie should have been in. Or has the Commodores as a group been selected?
Maybe.
And now this is his individual. And Dolly Parton says she didn't want to get in.
Oh.
She refused it 6 months ago.
Oh.
She was saying that's for rockers, and but they said, no, you in. So now she's in. And Eminem, I mean, yeah, you know, is Eric B. and Rakim in? Is EPMD in? I mean, what's the criteria for this shit?
Yeah, yeah. Yo, they.
I thought you had to be in the industry for 25 years, minimum. He came out in 99.
Word.
I thought it was 25 years minimum of doing music. I could be wrong. So what's the criteria? And, you know.
I think, they're actually making a lot of headway on the Hip Hop Museum.
Yes.
And that's going up fast.
You know something? And I have no shame in my game. When I go there that day, I'm wearing my Tall, Dark, and Handsome t-shirt. So people can go, oh, I remember that group. Nigga, that's me. Because other than that, I'm anonymous. Nobody's going to know. And I'm bringing Big Fella with me.
Yeah.
So we going to be, as a matter of fact, let's get assemble the team.
Oh. Y'all gonna wear that.
And Noble better have one on. Everybody bring the whole family. And they be like, who are these people? Yeah, my dad should be in here.
You gonna wear the whole red thing? Or
the whole joint, son. I'm gonna look like the album cover, nigga. Fuck that shit.
Because
how they gonna forget we was on B-Boy Records?
True.
We was in. I need to be in there.
Nah, it looks massive. Like,
yeah.
I'm actually excited for that.
And B-Boy Records was an intricate part of that 1980s.
KRS-One say you cannot trust him.
Yeah, B-Boy Records, you just can't trust.
All right? That's what
That's
happened.
True. That's true.
Let it go.
You fucked my career up, KRS. You fucked my career up,
Let it
son.
Go.
You know what? I'm going. You know what? I'm bringing the bars to KRS. Now, KRS is one you don't want to fuck with.
Yeah.
You don't want to fuck with. But I think my grandson should go to the museum one day, and I'm just walking by, and he go, what? Hey, Papa's in here, you know. I've done some things, you know. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, that would be my moment. You know, I don't have many things I want. I don't want to smell like pee.
Right.
I want to go to Mr. Child's and have $5,000 fly lice. And I want my grandson to see his Papa in the Hip Hop Museum. Okay. It's not a lot to ask for, Mike.
Right.
It's not a lot.
Right.
You know?
So like I was saying about Drake, he signed a $400 million deal with Universal Music Group.
Yeah.
God damn.
$400 million.
And which means he's worth way more than that.
Of course. Of course. Which means he's probably from up under the contracts of Birdman and them, and maybe even Jay Prince and them. I don't think you ever get out from under contract. Jay Prince.
Yeah.
He
signed a Scientology contract. Yo, they got contracts in Scientology for like 80 million years. It says it like on the contract. Like you
80 million years.
Like it's like,
so that means when you come back,
you still, yeah.
You under contract.
Yeah.
Wow. 80 million years.
Yeah, he signed a Scientology contract with,
sheesh,
with Jay Prince.
Yeah, Jay Prince don't play that now. I just heard that we just signed, operative word, we just signed a $400 million deal. Yeah. Now, Drake, you know, I'm going to only
take
what
do you think about him?
$50 million.
What do you think about him DMing that guy's wife?
Awesome.
Yeah.
That was some awesome shit. This dude was trolling him.
Yeah.
And he went through his piece and found his wife and DM'd his wife. Yeah. That's gangster shit.
She wasn't bad either.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, she was all right too.
Because what you going to say?
Yeah.
And my wife go, you know, I just got a DM from Drake. What? Yeah. Yeah, you know how
she looks like she could use some fun, something like
oh
that.
Oh my God,
use some excitement!
That was so dope. I give him that. That was dope. That was really, really dope.
Yeah,
I'm here for you, Ma. If you know what I'm saying, but what are you gonna do?
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Yeah. Sorry ass nigga. You know what I mean.
That was a good one.
So no, KRS-One is not the founder. He's one of the founders of hip hop, of course. But the museum, I think, is found by MC Search.
Really?
And not MC Search. What's the other guy who was with Third Base? Pete Nice.
Really?
Pete Nice, I believe, is the curator of the Hip Hop Museum, among some other people.
And guys,
I think Paradise from X-Clan. Don't quote me. I believe Paradise is on the board from the X-Clan and Pete Nice.
They keep saying that this Kevin Samuel news is confirmed, but I'm not seeing it.
I can't put my neck out there. We're going to talk about it in the after show.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
We'll do an after show today, and I'll let my hair down, so to speak. And we'll talk about, you know, some things in the after show regarding Kevin Samuels. But other than that, what do we have to cover here, bro?
What else? Oh, they're having a new black press... White House press secretary.
I heard.
Right?
I heard.
She's a black woman and she's gay.
All right. Not so, only black, but she's gay.
She's gay. Not just French.
Not just French. Yeah.
But I say that because what I've been seeing Joe Biden and his administration do is try to insulate himself from all criticism by having a black woman next to him somehow. And now
he
better not say nothing against that black woman. And then what that does is it gets black women back on his side somehow. But with Kamala Harris, that happened.
Yes.
With Ketanji Brown Jackson, that happened. And now this girl.
And he hired three other lower-level judges.
Yes.
That were black.
Right? Have white husbands. And she's married to a white woman.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez. Right? And she covered it. They're checking all the boxes.
They're checking all the boxes.
All right. This is that Avengers Endgame scene where they just had all the women
out there.
Yo, somebody brought that up recently. There was like, nobody asked for that, bro.
Is
she FBI?
I'm not even going to answer that. We're not allowed. Our producer said we're not even allowed to mention those three letters on this show. So we will not say that.
All right.
All right.
Brittany Griner is apparently unlawfully detained in Russia.
Now, this is what my theory is. She's going to be a pawn in which America needs as an excuse to go in and send Delta Force in there to get her. When they send Delta Force in, because now she's been there. Now all of a sudden she's unlawfully being detained. She's a prisoner of war now.
But we're not at war, Russia. So it should be, we just need our person back.
No, no. Now, give us our tall basketball chick back. Oh, y'all not? And then when America clapped their hands on everything I love, if Brittany Griner, who we really don't give a shit about, is not back, you know what I mean? Very shortly, we're going to send Delta Force in. When they send Delta Force in and Russia attacks Delta Force, now the war starts. The war's going to be started by a 6'9 basketball chick who can dunk.
Yep. That'd be terrible.
You see that?
That would be terrible. Also, real quick, the stock market is taking a dip today. Like, I think I know crypto is crashing right now.
My Ethereum is up.
It's down.
Nigga, my Ethereum.
Ethereum, I think it's about to go down to like.
You better shut up, Malcolm.
Ethereum is down.
My Ethereum is up.
And apparently, you know, people are losing their minds. But the Russian ruble, whatever, is up.
The ruble is up.
Remember, it's backed 100% by gold.
So I need to get some rubles.
Yeah, so.
All right, so is this man. Okay, these are the rumors.
No, I see. It's on Revolt.
It's on Revolt now?
It's on Revolt, yeah.
It's official?
Yeah, it says Black Revolt News has confirmed from reliable sources that YouTube sensation and self-proclaimed relationship guru Kevin Samuels has passed away today. Wow.
And what for what were the causes?
It says rumors circulating death. I don't think it has any cause of death yet.
I'm going to tell you what I think is cause of death is on the after show.
Okay, thank you.
On the after show.
Yes, it says further details have yet to be revealed. All right, we'll talk about that in the after show. But with that being said, guys.
No, wait a minute. Wag the Dog 2.0. Somebody just mentioned it. What was the dude's name that they, the fictitional character, they made a song about him? Old Schumann.
Oh, yes.
They're going to do a song about Griner, some of these rappers.
Oh, my God.
They got to get her out of Russia.
Oh, that's right.
She's standing. Listen, this is Wag the Dog 2.0.
Oh, snap.
America, listen, you got a black person in the White House now. What's her name?
I don't know.
The black lady who's gay. She's not only black, she's gay.
Yeah.
She's going to be at the podium.
Yes.
Representing gay women. And Brittany Griner.
Yes.
I think it's official. We can clearly say.
Yes.
If you can dunk a basketball,
no,
you have to be gay. If you're a woman and you can dunk, you're gay.
Oh my God! No, it does
has
not.
To,
no, it
that
does
has
not.
To, dude,
no, it does not. Stop it.
Okay. All right, I might be reaching, but
that was a good.
But now we have to go in and get Griner. She is too important to the American people. All right. We sending in Delta Force.
Yeah, they might make her an American hero. It's gonna be
a stealth thing in the middle of the night.
Yeah,
and either we go in and get her, and we bring her out, or Russia is waiting for the attack.
Yeah,
what is this you are doing? You are coming for Griner. You will not get away with that. And then they attack.
Yeah,
and now Biden has to make the decision to go in and fuck up Russia. Yeah, that's what I see.
And thank you to Eduardo for Swin Cash. They just, Swin and Steve just announced their damn anniversary.
She can dunk?
I don't know if she can dunk.
I don't think Swin had the.
Yeah, she had the boogies.
She had the boogies.
Yeah.
I'm not sure she could just turn on you, pivot like Shaq could with her elbow, move you out and dunk it. Brittany Griner could do that shit with ease.
Shouts out to Swin.
Yeah, and please don't take none of this serious.
Please, oh God.
Because I don't, you know.
God.
Please don't. I just be up here having a good time, trying to get you guys to laugh. And I hope if you at work tomorrow, you spit up your coffee. Like, no, he did not just say that. That's what I'm looking for.
Well, with that being said, guys.
With that being said.
We appreciate y'all. Don't forget to like.
Like, share, and subscribe.
All right. Don't forget, if you want one of those books, don't forget to text book to 917-810-3077 to get a free book. And, peace. We'll see you guys in the after show.
We'll see you guys in the after show. For those of you who can't afford $5, we'll see you Monday.
We'll see you guys on Monday.
I'm trying to make you feel really bad.
We're joking.
If you can't afford $5 for the month.
We're joking.
I'm not joking. I'm there.
Guys,
sure.
Later, guys.
Okay, yeah. We're out. We're going to cancel this show soon. This is bad. This is...
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.